This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine with Paul and Fiona. And now our next guest on the phone is Wayne Gatt, the Secretary Sergeant for Victoria Police Association.
Welcome, Wayne. Thanks for being on the program and putting up with our slight technical hitch from last week.
No dramas at all, Paul, Fiona. Nice to talk to you.
So I looked at that beautiful video that you had made, which talked about the head-to-head walk. Can you tell us, I mean, this is the first time the walk has happened. Is there a plan that will happen? Is there a plan to make it an annual event, or is this something that's really just to draw attention to the issues for former serving police officers?
Look, I don't know what's in store for the future. We're firmly fixed on getting through to the first one, and it's a huge undertaking for both Graeme and myself and our broader organisation to be a part of. But we're really pleased with the way that at the moment it's raising awareness about the issues that confront so many of our members out there, both serving and former police officers, around their mental health. And who knows, it may turn into something into the future. But at this point in time, we're firmly fixed on kickoff next week on Monday on the 1st of October. And we're really focused on using that 3 weeks to raise awareness in the community about the plight of so many serving and so many former police officers who are suffering debilitating effects of psychological injury at times.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is no doubt that would be worthy of getting more attention and gaining more awareness. And I'm wondering, is it because there is not enough support from the police, from the Victoria Police, once officers retire? Is there not enough support there already and that you need to create this additional support? Or is it that there's a greater awareness of the conditions of, post-traumatic stress disorder and other such issues?
Well, I think it's a bit of both, to be honest. And I think Victoria Police would probably acknowledge that in the past as an organisation, it hadn't done this particularly well. And I think we're learning. We're learning about where organisations like policing ones can do better. And we have to credit Victoria Police. In the last 5 years, I suppose, they have truly become probably one of the national leaders in terms of the way that they have improved mental health services for our members. But there's so much more that needs to be done. And this challenge for us is not a small one. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of former members out there that are struggling, and that we know that. And certainly when we have started this process of talking about this walk and talking about the issues, hundreds of them have written into us. And their stories are really confronting. And when you take the time to talk to them about their experiences after they've left policing in particular, you do really realise that there isn't enough out there to support them at the present time. And that's certainly one of the focuses of this walk, is drawing attention to the needs of those people that have served us as policing veterans in the past, and recognising that we still need to continue to support them now that they're out there, to some extent out there on their own, and they now need our support because they've spent a whole career supporting us.
So, Wayne, hi, it's Paul here. So, at the moment, obviously, we recognise this as being an issue which we have done for an awful long time. What current support structures are there out there to support our past and present officers?
Well, there's fairly limited support, Paul. At the moment, former police officers can receive preliminary support from Victoria Police. That's a fairly recent initiative. But I suppose the volume and the need far exceeds the resources that are there at this present time. But one of the really positive initiatives that we do have out there is a program called the Retired Peer Support Program. And principally, the money raised from this walk will be donated to a fund that will try and professionalise the services that are provided by fundamentally volunteer former police themselves, who are there to reach out to police officers that need their support. And I suppose what may be hard for some listeners to understand is that when you're in policing and you've experienced some of the really tragic and traumatic things that you've seen, it can be really hard to reach out to describe some of those things to perhaps people that perhaps can't understand or start to understand just how challenging that is. And one of the real strengths of the Retired Peer Support Program is that the people at the other end of the telephone, the people that can reach out and meet with former police officers or veteran police officers, have actually walked the mile in their shoes. Mm. They get it. And what we find is that it is far more comfortable and inviting for people to put their hands up, receive that support, and then receive referral to more professionalised services that can hopefully help right and support some of these officers and former veteran officers that are now struggling.
It's a very valid point. I think I had a former partner who was a police sergeant and dealt with some pretty traumatic types of domestic violence and child abuse issues. And it's not until you actually sit down and suddenly, I think, as you retire, you start reflecting on the things you've done in your life and those things you'd buried as thoughts and as business things you'd had to deal with during your day-to-day living and working arrangements. You almost bury them so they're not there. And it's not until you actually sit down and stop to think that you actually start remembering just some of the things you've had to go through. So I totally support this. This is a great initiative, and I think the more you dig into the work that the police service and indeed the AMBOs have to get involved with, you suddenly realise what traumatic circumstances these men and women are actually doing on a day-to-day basis.
So
I'm sorry, Fiona.
No, that's all right. I was actually going to ask also how you came up with the idea of the head-to-head walk as well, because I think it's a great idea.
Well, I've got to credit Graham Ashton, our Chief Commissioner. It was his idea to do this. And we sat down one day for one of our regular meetings and he said to me, "Hey, do you want to go for a walk?" And I immediately said yes. And I thought, I wasn't quite sure what he had in mind, Fiona, to be quite honest. I thought maybe around the block, catch a bit of sunshine, something other than sitting across the desk for a change. I really didn't realise he was talking about 1,000 kilometres across the state. But look, the more we learned as an organisation about what his thoughts were there, the more we thought we have to be involved here. We have to show that this is, you know, one area where we're 100% and absolutely on the same page. And we go into this with the right mindset that, you know, to succeed in the process of supporting former police officers, everybody, police union, police association, the Victoria Police, and indeed governments need to be on the same page here. We all need to recognise the enormity of the issue. We need to recognise that this is simply just the right thing to do. And it's important that organisations put their differences aside and find out that this is common ground, that we just need to make this right.
And so
we're in boots and all on this one, quite literally.
And will you have those other organisations supporting you on the walk as well, Wayne?
Well, we've got a lot of sponsors that have certainly put their hands up and supported us with donations. So, you know, people in big organisations like McDonald's, Mercedes-Benz, Banksec, Jayco, Qantas, Gallagher Bassett, Police Health, and a range of so many others. They're all listed on our website. They're supporting us in by way of donation and in kind. We've got some really smart people from Victoria Police Physical Health Unit, and they've been fantastic for Graham and I in terms of helping us plan our preparation, because we're not athletes by any stretch.
We'll be at the end of it.
Well, I hope so. I hope something positive comes out of it. At the moment, I've simply just got sore feet. But they've been really good in helping us. But look, there are hundreds of people who have written into us and said, we want to be a part of this. We want support. And I expect that at both ends of the walk, as we head towards Wangaratta from Mildura and Mallacoota, we will have former and current serving police officers walking side by side with us. And I think that will send one of the strongest messages of support to members and veteran members that are out there suffering at the moment, that we are with them.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I mean, I can just imagine how wonderful it will be to walk through all the various towns, the support that you'll get from, you know, regional Victoria, I would imagine. And I think what's really interesting is that you're not conducting this walk in Metro Melbourne. And from my experience of you know, work-related experience, when you take your initiative to the regions, you get a great deal of support because you're not just trying to tell a story from downtown Melbourne. So I think that that's fantastic. Are you starting in Mallacoota or Mildura?
I'm starting in Mildura, so I've got the hot end, and Graham, the Chief Commissioner's got the scenic cooler end. we'll meet together at probably about the same time, all the time, on the 25th.
Are you thinking you might stop by the mafia home of the strawberry farm owner? in Mildura?
Well, I tell you what I will be doing. I'll be eating a lot of strawberries along the way. they tell me that's good. They tell me it's good to do, and I think it's something we should all be doing at the current point.
Absolutely. So, Wayne, if people want to support this and they want to make a donation, where do they need to go to?
It's really easy. All you have to do is go to the website, www.headtoheadwalk.org.au, and you can make a donation there. We've got fantastic support from the community and sponsors at the moment, but we've got a target of trying to raise $500,000 for these people. That's so important, and any support we can get towards that would be really greatly appreciated. That's www.headtoheadwalk.org.au.
Well, Wayne, good luck with the walk. I'd like to be in your shoes for part of that trip. I have no doubt you'll raise more than $500,000. It's a great initiative. And thanks again for taking the time for talking to us about it today.
Thanks, Deanna. Thanks, Paul.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne. Thanks.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.